So in yesterday's Sicha, we began discussing various aspects of Klei HaMikdash, and specifically the role of the Shulchan. That here the Torah tells us in Parshas Truma, V'yasis HaShulchan, and the Torah then tells us a little bit later in Perech HaFei Posuk Lamed, the purpose of the Shulchan, V'nasat al HaShulchan, Lechem Panim Lefonai Tamid, that you have to take the Shulchan and place upon it the Lechem HaPanim. And we pointed out that it is somewhat unusual why the Torah emphasizes the role of Lechem HaPanim. After all, that these are parshios of Binyan HaMishkan, and the Gemara does tell us V'chein Tasa L'doros means that this is also the halachos of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, but typically speaking, these are not the parshios of Avoda. So one could argue that Eino Chinami, you have a Shulchan. In order not to keep us in suspense, the Torah tells us what the purpose of the Shulchan is, but l'chora, more biur is necessary. If you wanted to know where you would find all the details of Lechem HaPanim, you would look in Vayikra, Perach Chavdalid, the very end of Parshas Emor. That's where the Torah tells us in detail the whole role of Lechem HaPanim. The Torah tells us the Afias Lechem HaPanim. It tells us the Sidur HaLechem. You have to place it on the Shulchan. The Torah tells us about the Haktar of the Bezichei Lavona, the Mitzvah Sachila, the role of Shabbos. All those details are expressed in Parshas Emor. So why is it that the Torah references, albeit very briefly, the role of Lechem HaPanim? Perhaps one could strengthen the Kasha in the following sense. When you look in the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Sasei Chav Zayin, there the Rambam stresses the element of the mitzvah of Lechem HaPanim. Lechem HaPanim. The Rambam writes that Shtzivonu, the mitzvah is Lahosim Lechem HaPanim Lifnei Hashem Tamid, to arrange, to place Lechem HaPanim. And it is somewhat surprising that the Rambam writes, and what is the makar of this halacha? The Rambam quotes, here, Parshas Truma, Shmos Chafei. The Rambam writes, V'nasata al HaShulchan Lechem Panim Lefonai Tamid. So it is interesting that the Rambam would quote this as the source of the mitzvah of Lechem HaPanim. By contrast, if you look in the Smag, the Smag's mitzvah Lechem HaPanim is Kuvtzarivav, and there the Smag cites Parshas Emor. Yeah, Parshas Emor, all the details of Lechem HaPanim. So it is an interesting difference that the Smag so reasonably cites Emor as the Makor and the Rambam cites Parshas Truma. One perhaps could argue that this is not necessarily a fundamental shift. You know, if I ask you what is the source of a mitzvah, there are always two options. You can quote the first reference to the mitzvah, or you can quote the primary reference to the mitzvah. No? One could reasonably understand. And therefore, the Rambam is just citing the first reference to the mitzvah of Lechem HaPanim, and the Smag is citing the primary reference where all the details indeed are discussed. Okay, so maybe there's just simply a technical, and it's not so unusual in the Rambam. When you look in the Rambam, typically in Sefer HaMitzvah, it's not unusual at all that the Rambam will quote the first makar, even if it's only parenthetical, as opposed to the primary psukim that deal with it in detail. But perhaps one could argue that there's more to this than simply just that the Rambam quotes the first reference. Why would one be inclined to assume that maybe there's more to this because there's something unusual? If I were to ask you, right, what exactly is the mitzvah of Lechem HaPanim? What exactly is the mitzvah of Lechem HaPanim? So there are various aspects to Lechem HaPanim. Maybe even there are various mitzvahs that involve Lechem HaPanim. And it's somewhat surprising that the Rambam so limits. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos and Mitzvah Chav Zayin, the Rambam writes, Tzivonu lahasim lechem hapanim. Sidur halechem. Placing lechem hapanim on the Shulchan. If you look in the Minyan HaMitzvos HaKatzer, the Rambam, in the Arach HaZakah, the Rambam in the very beginning lists the Taryag Mitzvos. There also, it's very important to be medayik in the Lashon HaRambam. You know, the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos was not written in Lashon HaKodesh. So one always has to be careful about diyukei lashonos, when it comes to Sefer Mitzvos. That was the translation, no? But the Rambam in the Minyan HaMitzvos was penned by the Rambam in Lashon HaKodesh. And there, one can be medayik as we always are, in every word, in every letter of the Rambam. And there, in the Minyan HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Chav Zayin, the Rambam writes, Lehastir Lechem Ulevon Lifnei Hashem. Similar to Sefer HaMitzvos. That the mitzvah is to place. You know what's striking about that? The mitzvah is the Sidur Halechem. That's it. The mitzvah is Sidur Halechem. And this is Asagas Arayvit. You know, the Ramban is Masag and the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. In the Minyan HaMitzvos, in Yerach HaZok, you have the Asagas Arayvit. So the Arayvit here is immediately Masag. What, the mitzvah is Sidur Halechem? Sidur Halechem? Why just Sidur Halechem? No? The Ravid writes that Lama lo chashav. Why didn't the Rambam also consider Haktaras haBezichim? Isn't that part of the mitzvah? That you have to offer the Bezichei Levona? No? And the Ravid writes, and what about Achilas Lechem HaPanim? There's a mitzvah Achila. No? So there are various aspects. There is Sidur, Haktara, and Achila. Why does the Rambam only mention Sidur HaLechem? Why does the Rambam only mention Sidur? So if I were to ask you how many mitzvahs, how many mitzvahs are involved in Lechem HaPanim? So the Rambam writes one, Sidur HaLechem, the Ravid writes, there are three separate mitzvahs. Now, Sidur, Haktara, and Achila. Why does the Rambam omit all of this? No? Maybe you'll tell me these are Chelek Mechelke HaMitzvah, and according to the Rambam, it's one mitzvah, but still it doesn't satisfy. No? So the Rambam should write, there's one mitzvah of Lechem HaPanim, which entails all these aspects, no? You look in the Rambam, but Dalet Min, and the Rambam only mention Lulav, and not mention Esrog. It's surprising. Even if it's mitzvah achas, why doesn't the Rambam acknowledge the totality of the mitzvah? So that, I think, requires a ha'ara. See, that could be related to our previous issue. Why the Rambam cites the pasuk in Truma, and not in Emor. You know, I don't know what the Teretz is exactly yet, no? But if the Rambam is only going to focus on Sidur HaLechem, that's exactly what you find in Parshas Truma, V'nasata l'shulchan. What about Parshas Emor, the Bezichei Levona, the Achila? The Rambam doesn't even include that in the mitzvah. So when you see that the Rambam, for whatever reason, understands that the mitzvah is Sidur HaLechem, it's not so surprising that the Rambam is going to mention Parshas Truma, not really because it's the first reference, because that reference embraces the mitzvah. You'll tell me there are other things, for some reason, we're not really sure why, but for some reason, the Rambam didn't even include those things in the mitzvah at all. Now, if you look, for example, in Sefer Achinuch largely parallels the Rambam in Mitzvah Tzadi Zayin, and the Sefer Achinuch follows the Rambam exactly. There is a single mitzvah Lechem HaPanim, which is the Sidur HaLechem, the Sidur HaLechem. But it sounds so misleading, no? You want to know what is your job description? What are your instructions? So you look in the Rambam and Lechem HaPanim, you have to put it on. All of a sudden I tell you, that's all. There's so much more you have to do. So the coin turns to me and says, well, why didn't you tell me about this? No, I look at the mitzvah. All it says is the Sidur HaLechem. Why exactly is that indeed necessary? It's interesting, no? In previous years, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure I'm fully understanding what Israeli is asking. Is Israeli asking that the Rambam should write down in every mitzvah all the fucking mitzvah of the
market? That's usually what the Rambam does. In other words, if there are equal kalkei hamitzvah, there's a mitzvah of dalet minim, there's a mitzvah of tzitzis, the Rambam writes, there are tcheles and lavan, right? There's a mitzvah of chalitza, the Rambam writes in Reizai, and there's minal and kriya saparsha and rakika. Here the Rambam writes, there's lechem apanim, the Rambam writes, Sidur HaLechem. So it's not my kasha. The Ravid's kasha.
Oh, see, it's definitely also true to name, because the Rambam does not write down every part of the market.
Yeah, but it's right, but why would the Rambam write Sidur and leave out everything else? That's the Ravid's kasha. Lama lo kasha.
The Ravid could have massing that kasha on, hundreds of...
Okay, right, correct, correct. So why...
It needs a beer. Why the Ravid only asked that kasha? I think okay. Have an Ozzel in the beginning.
I understand. But why a simple kasha? If there are so many different elements to Lechem HaPanim, why does the Rambam only emphasize one? This is different than the others. Is there a hierarchy? Like, why? Why should that only be the case? I understand. But it depends what pasuk you cite. In other words, if you're looking at Parshas Emor, somewhere is necessary. So I'm defending the Ravid's kasha. The Ravid says, Lama lo chashen. So the answer just, oh, the Rambam just quoting the first source. And the first source, right, happens only to mention the Siddur. Or is there something more basic, that why is it that the Rambam is not going ahead and doing so? So I think there's something much, much more basic, right, that one can glean from this Rambam, and that is part of the Hasagas HaRaivid. There is, by the way, just an additional Shita, right, and that is the Shita of the Ramban. That's in Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, where the Ramban writes that there's a mitzvah of Lechem HaPanim. What does the mitzvah of Lechem HaPanim include? Oh, that's the Ramban Shita in general. It includes Asiyas HaShulchan. Oh, that's the Ramban Shita. The Rambam does not include Asiyas HaKelim as part of the Avodah. The Rambam writes there's a separate mitzvah chav, Vosli Mikdav Shashachanti Besalchem, beginning of Parshas Truma. The Ramban writes that part of the mitzvah of Lechem HaPanim is Asiyas HaShulchan. Because if someone is going to ask you, why in the world do you need a shulchan? You know what the answer is? Lechem HaPanim. So the Ramban writes, interesting chiddush, that included in the mitzvah of Lechem HaPanim is the need to have a shulchan. Because the shulchan is the kli by which. And therefore, Vasisa Shulchan is a hechsher mitzvah of the mitzvah of Lechem HaPanim. So if I were to ask you, what is the mitzvah of Lechem HaPanim? The Rambam writes Sidur, the Ravid writes Sidur Akhtar Nachila, and the Ramban writes Asiyas HaShulchan, right? Additionally, as part of the mitzvah of Lechem HaPanim. So why would the Rambam only stress Sidur? So perhaps one could suggest the following. What status does the Lechem HaPanim have? Right? So Poshur Pshat, that Lechem HaPanim is considered to be Bechlal HaMenachos. The Lechem HaPanim would be part of the list of the various Menachos that a person is obligated to bring, right? You learn Masechet Zvachim Menachos. It sounds so clear. You know, the fifth parak of Menachos begins Kol HaMenachos. That's a Mishnah in Menachos and Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. Good. And included in Kol HaMenachos is Lechem HaPanim. The Mishnah writes, "I'm going to tell you all the Menachos," and then the following Mishnayos and Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, for example, tells us that there's certain Menachos that require Shemen and Lavona. There's certain menachos that do not. Lechem HaPanim is an example of a mincha that requires lavona, but does not require shemen. What's the heading of your outline? Kol HaMenachos, right? So when the Mishnah delineates all the details of different types of menachos, there's a difficult Tosos Yantif. The Tosos Yantif is found there in Perakei, in Mishnah Gimel, where he questions, Lo Ashkecha Lechem HaPanim Dikri Mincha, right? Where do you see Lechem HaPanim is called a mincha? Well, of course it's called a mincha. No, there are karbanos that involve animals that are called zvachim, right? And there are karbanos and mitzvah sachi that involve chitin that are referred to as a mincha, right? And that's clear in the Mishnah. This is a comment that Rashi writes there in Parshas Emor. In Perach Chavdal at Pashuk Tes, the Rashi writes, Kol davar haba min hatfua bichla minchu. That's Lashon of Rashi. Lechem HaPanim is considered to be part of the Din Menachos. That's clear. It has a lach of a mincha. How exactly does that help me? So I'll tell you the following possibility. Good. When you look in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, is there a mitzvah of Asiyas HaMenachos? A mitzvah of Hakrabas HaMenachos? So guess what? Absolutely yes. That's Mitzvah Saseh Samach Zayin. Mitzvah Saseh Samach Zayin is the mitzvah of Hakravos HaMenachos. No? Ram quotes a pasuk in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. No? Nefesh Kisakriv. No? Of course. There's a mitzvah of Hakravos HaMenachos. What about Achilas HaMenachos? Achilas HaMenachos? This is a shir we discussed last year. No? The Rambam, interestingly, has two different mitzvahs. The Rambam has a mitzvah of achilas kodshim. A mitzvah of achilas kodshim. Important chiddush. Good. And the Rambam in mitzvah says, say, peiches has a separate mitzvah of achilas amanachos. The Rambam has such a mitzvah. No? The Rambam quotes the psukah in Parshas Tzav that many menachos require achila. The kohenim are obligated to eat the shiori hamincha. So maybe that's exactly part of this answer, no? That what do you mean as the Ravid is masig that there's a mitzvah of haktara samincha, there's a mitzvah of achila samincha? Why is it that the Rambam does not mention this? Maybe the answer is very simply. The Rambam has a separate mitzvah of hakravas haktaras hamanachos. The Rambam has a separate mitzvah of achilas hamanachos, samach zayin and peches. So the fact that one is obligated to offer the lavona, of course that's true. The fact that a person is obligated to partake of achila, of course that's true. No, that's a mitzvah of achilas hamanachos. What about sidur? What about sidur? The sidur halacha magabi hashulchan that one cannot subsume under a broader mitzvah, no? That's not part of the hakravas hamincha. That's not part of the achilas hamincha. And hence, that the Rambam quotes as a separate mitzvah. Maybe that's pashut pshat the Rambam shita, right? Why did the Rambam mention this detail, not the others? Not the others. The others are bichlal. Right? What is the unique element of lechem aponim that cannot be just simply subsumed under? Maybe that's exactly the answer, according to the Shita Saramba. And that's why the Rambam stresses, let's assume, on one level, we'll have to embellish this, Parshas Truma, because Parshas Truma is emphasizing the uniqueness of lechem aponim, which is not subsumed under any other mitzvah. And that in Achinami, that is exactly right. The Shita Sarambam. The Ravid is Masig. What do you mean there's a separate mitzvah Haktara? No, no, no. According to the Rambam, that's Bichlal. There's a separate mitzvah Sachila. According to the Rambam, that really is Bichlal. The uniqueness of this unusual mitzvah, that's the Sidur Alechem. And now, this is what I just alluded to in yesterday's Sicha. What is the nature of this mitzvah of Sidur Alechem? What is the nature of Sidur Alechem? No? What type of mitzvah is it? Here, one could express two possibilities. Two possibilities. Maybe the Sidur Halechem is midine avoda. It's midine avoda, like other avodas hamikdash. It's midine avoda. But maybe there's a unique element of Sidur Halechem, that it is not merely midine avoda, but it's midine hashulchan. It's midine hashulch. Oh, that's an important chiddush, no? There's something unusual about the Sidur Halechem. It is not merely avoda, but it is part of the dine hashulcha. Part of the dine hashulcha. If that is true, I could tell you so beautifully then, why the Torah emphasizes lechem aponim in two different parshios. Parshas Emor, of course, emphasizes the avoda sheba of the mitzvah of lechem hapanim. But here we're not interested in avoda. Here the Torah is interested in vasis hashulchan. And in Parshas Truma, you see that there's unique element of lechem hapanim, that lechem hapanim is considered to be midine hashulchan. Midine hashulchan. Two halachos, two kiyumim. And that is what the Rambam emphasizes. Because the Rambam is not emphasizing the din avoda, but rather the sidur halecha midine hashulchan. And that is what the Rambam cites from here, from Parshas Truma. No? Yeah?
Would the Rebbe hold them at the din of Jomis Marabis on the Hagasha of the Bazikin?
There's so many rayas to assume that that is considered to be bichlal hamanachos. We'll discuss. I mean, the lechem hapanim and the achila and avodah shabbat is there are certain exceptions that could only apply here that doesn't apply there. Like, for example, that you have a case where it requires levonin, not shemen. So there can be unique features of, but it doesn't mean that it is not considered to within the misgeres of avodas
avincha. What about the makavas abazikin is similar to
Yeah, there are many dinim. We'll discuss privately. Many dinim. The Gemara says how it's makadesh, and whether a kli is makadesh, and the dinim of agave yakarka, and Poshrin Tosus writes that there are many details that are common with mincha, and there are certain things that are unusual. We'll go through.
Facets, makom and hagasha.
Yeah, I think it's hard to deny, right, what Rashi says, that lechem apanim is part of a mincha.
No, I right?
So if that's true, that's the part of the aspect of the siyas mincha. We can discuss privately. I think there are many rayas. Rashi Weiss had 6 rayas and a raya from a tosefta. To assume that that's true, I think there are many rayas. The unique point is the sidur halechem. The Sidur Alechem, and that, I think, right, is what the Rambam emphasizes. And now the Mahalich, that why is Sidur unique? What exactly does it accomplish? So the answer I would suggest is not just simply Midine Avoda, but Midine Hashulchan. And that is what is emphasized. Yeah?
What's the difference between something being Midine Avoda and Dine Akelim?
Okay, so I'll talk about that. Right. So, What does it mean? But I think it's clear that l'chor there are 2 halachos, right? One would not necessarily assume that hakravas hakarbanos is midine hamizbeach. There's a mitzvah of hakravas hakarbanos. But perhaps to argue that the sidur lechem is part of the shulchan, maybe there is truth to that, right? That we'll have to see. Good? So what I mentioned yesterday, just very, very briefly, right, is the comment of the Das HaKeinim Baliatosis. When the Torah here in Perach Hafei starts listing all the materials that are necessary, so many of them, we understand. The Pasuk says you have to have Zahav, Kesef, Nechoshes, that's Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk Dalet, Cheles, Argamon, good, Pasuk Hei, right? Oros Elim, Adamim, Oros Techashim, Atzei Shitim, everything good, no? Good. Pasuk Vav is what troubles Tosfos. Shemen Amar, the Sam the Shemen Amishcha, the Ktoras Hasamim. Why is that here? The Lashon of Tosfos is the following: that Mamish Tema, Kol HaParsha, everything up until now, it's Mamish printed Mikras Gadolos, is Mitzarchi Binyan. I know I need Zav, I know I need Kesem, no Nechoshes, but Chutz mi Pasuk Zeh. That's Tosfos' Zahara, right? Pasuk Vav just seems to be completely out of place. No? That's all Midine Avoda. And the Balatosis continue. The Torah doesn't say Chitim Lelechem Apanim. The Torah doesn't say Kvasim Letmidim. So why should you say Shemen Lamar? Why should you say that that's true? Wow. Such a kash of Tosis. So Tosis writes, but take a look there in the Kuras Kedolos and Pasuk Bav. So, no. Shloshtan Tzarech Binyanim. All this is considered to be Tzarech Binyan. Shemen HaMishcha, that's obviously Midine Binyan. Why is that true? Because how are you Mekadesh the Kelim? How are you Mekadesh the Kelim? So, Meshicha Mekashasan. No? That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin Tezayin, Shuvos Tezvav. No? What do you mean? You're Moshech, that's Mekadesh. So, part of making the Kli means you have to infuse the Kedusha. So, I understand why it has to say Shemen HaMishcha. Shemen HaMishcha is necessary for the Asiyas HaKelim. But Tosus is bothered. But what about Shemen Lamar? What about the Ktoras HaSamim? Why is that necessary? Ooh, so that's what I alluded to yesterday. Now, that's what Tosus writes. That, what do you mean? Right? Shekein Derech Malachim. You walk into the palace, the Armon Shamelech. Guess what? You put on the light switch, and there's illumination. No? If you were to walk into the Amon Shamelech and it's dark and you can't see, that's not befitting the palace of the king. No? You walk into the palace and it smells awful. It smells like a dorm. No? That's how can that be? No? That's an Amon Shamelech. How can that be? No? So Tosfos writes, Derech Malachim, Mimvas Mimalehem Abayis, Kodem Sheichnasu. Now, before you go in there, you have to make sure it smells appropriately, no? And isn't that true when it comes to Shemen Lamar, Derech Malachim, Lahamlik Nerlifnehem, no? Of course you have to have illumination. So the Chiddush, the Tosfos writes, it's so beautiful in the Pasuk, right, is that these are the materials that are necessary as far as the defus, the tsuras, hamishkan. This is not simply midine avoda. The shemen lama'or, two dinim. Number one, the shemen lama'or is necessary for the mitzvah of hadalkas and eros. But it's necessary for the tsuras habayis. You have to have a bayis mu'or. The Ktoris is necessary because you have to have a bayis mavusam. Wow, such a beautiful chiddush of the Bali HaTosos. No? So, enoch inami. That's all true. That's all true. That's why it's mentioned here. No? Such a nice diuk. No? It's an important, right? An important ta'ara. Right? Ruchem Veloshner writes, he writes this in the Rambam, in the Chutim HaShulash, in Simen Yod, that the Iker Limud HaRambam is smichus advarim. Right? The way to understand the Rambam is by juxtaposition. No? It's a chutam shulish, Rechem Veloshner and Simen Yud. Right? You want to understand the Rambam? Always pay unbelievable attention to where the Rambam places a halacha. Places the halacha. Where did the Rambam get this from? From Chumash. Right? Chumash. No? You always have to have unbelievable, right, care and caution. Where the Chumash places dinim, places dinim. If the Torah is placing the Shemen Lama'ar and the Ktores in the Parsha Vosli Mikdash, recognize that's midine habayis, midine hamishkan, not just simply that which is Betoras Avoda. Betoras Avoda. Ooh. So now I would just suggest just the next step. Those are the two aspects to Sidur Lechem HaPanim. Sidur Lechem HaPanim. Why is Sidur Lechem HaPanim necessary? So Parshas Emor, that's part of the Avodah of Lechem HaPanim. Part of the Avodah's Lechem HaPanim. That certainly is true. But it's more than that. It's more than that. That's Midine HaShulchan. Midine HaShulchan. The king invites you to his palace and he tells you, sit down, and you sit at the table, and it's a Psorei Kanya. It's an empty table. That's not befitting. No? We have to have, yesterday's phrase, no, Shulchan Aruch. No? It has to be Mali V'Gadish. Mali V'Gadish. No? You're not even supposed to bench an Apsarei Kanya. No? You can't even have an empty table after the meal. No? It has to be. The Sidur HaLechem is considered to be Midine HaShulchan. That you would not know. You would not know from Parshas Emor. From Parshas Emor, you know that there's a mitzvah of Sidur. But how do you know it's Midine HaShulchan? Oh, why isn't it then put in that pasuk of Shemen Lamor? I'll still tell you it's different. Now, Mo'or Umavusam is Midine Habayis. Midine Habayis. Right? The Torah is telling us the Mishkan has to be illuminated. The Mishkan has to, this is not part of the broad Dine HaMishkan. This is part of the Dine HaShulchan. But undeniably, part of the Dine HaShulchan that you have to have, right, a Shulchan, which is Male. And that is what the Rambam perhaps is emphasizing in the choice of Parshas Truma. So I had mentioned that there's an amazing Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is in Shkolim, right, in Perek Vav, right, in Halacha Gimel, right, in our Yerushalmi, it's in Daf Yud Zayin and Beis. Right? Now the new Yerushalmis have a completely different Surah Sadaf. It's confusing, no? But the old Yerushalmis. Now, aren't you confused when you learn the Yerushalmis now? When you were young, everything looked different. No? That's like a little confusing. It's hard to take pin tests on with all these things. No? But we always used to be on Yud Zayin and Beis. We can take a look at the old Yerushalmis. Now, so Yerushalmi has the following suffix of Rabbi Ila. The suffix of Rabbi Ila. It's now Shabbos, and it's time to engage in the Avodas Lechem HaPanim. it's time to go ahead and to remove and to have haktara. But you know what? For whatever reason, lo haya sham lechem. There was no new lechem apanim. Like, kind of amazing, no? There was no new lechem apanim. So that's the suffix of Rabbi Ila. So what do you do? What exactly do you do? Well, what do you mean, what do you do? No? I want to go ahead and bring today's korban, right? Today's korban tamid. And there's no animal for tomorrow's korban tamid. So what do you mean, what do you do? Ain mitzvah l'shata. Do today's mitzvah. I will figure out something about the later mitzvah, no? Like, what's the suffix exactly? What's the suffix? Right? You're putting on tefillin today, and you're not sure whether you can put tefillin on tomorrow. So I'll tell you, you know what? Put tefillin on today, and we'll talk. No? Like, why? So you don't have the next weeks. Oh, okay, you don't have the next weeks. So what's the suffix of Rabbi Ila? And it's not just a suffix. And the maskana of Rabbi Ila is, guess what? You cannot remove the old lechem apanim unless you can replace the old with the new lechem apanim. Don't do anything. Leave it there. Let the lechem apanim remain. What do you mean? Today's my dini avoda. I have to perform the avodas lechem apanim. What right do you have to do that? So it's like unbelievable. Maybe the lumdus of Rav Ila is as follows, that there are two dini lechem apanim. Lechem apanim is midini avoda, midini hamincha. That lachor at first glance would warrant that right here and now, do what you have to do. But then there's dini hashulchan, lefanai tamid. That the shulchan cannot be empty. You can't have a shulchan reik. And now, by doing the avoda, the consequence is that the shulchan is bare. Here, maybe there's a conflict, a stira, no? Between the dini avoda and the dini ha-shulchan. So what exactly do you do in such a case? In the chiddush of Rabbi Ila, kind of amazing, that the dini ha-shulchan trumps. That you cannot allow the shulchan to remain empty, even if it means that you don't go ahead with the avoda. Interesting, no? But that's like an amazing Yerushalmi. No, that's a pretty amazing Yerushalmi. Okay, you're not so familiar with all the Yerushalmis. But Reb Chaim quotes this, no? That's Reb Chaim in Sukkah, Daf Nun Vav, in the stencils, no? Reb Chaim quotes Yerushalmi. Okay, what's the excuse, no? So, that's unbelievable, no? Maybe one could even argue that it's not a stira. Maybe one can argue in Lumdus, that the Zman Avoda does not begin until, no? The Zman Avoda is B'Shas Silu Kalechem, and the Shas Silu Kalechem is only when you can meet that requirement of a Fonai Tamid. So it so happens that we replace the Lechem on Shabbos, and that's why the Dini Avoda are on Shabbos. But maybe we begin with the Siluk and the replacement of the Lechem, and then, yeah, once, bizman, silo kalechem. What do you do with it? Hey, you don't throw it out. You offer this, you eat that. No? It's an important chiddush. But no? That's what Reb Chaim has done. To what extent is the avoda salechem midine Shabbos? To what extent is it not midine Shabbos? On Shabbos you must do this. No. When the lechem is removed, so this is the necessary avoda, and the Torah tells us that the time of the siluk and the simas halechem is on Shabbos. So of course, if that's the shas siluk v'sima, so that's when you start going ahead and doing so. But chiddush, no, and that is that element of midini ha-shulchan. You can't allow the shulchan to remain empty. Midini ha-shulchan. See, when you look at the psukim, whenever the Torah speaks about the shulchan, you look in the end, for example, of Sefer Shmos and Parshas Pekudei and Perek Mem. There again in psukim Chopeis Chav Gimel, the pasuk says Vayitenas ha-shulchan bo'lamoed. We're ready to go now, right? So take the Shulchan and put it in the Lamoid. And the Pasuk says, V'yarach alav, right? Erech lechem, lifnei Hashem. And immediately put the lechem on. Midinei HaShulchan, the Shulchan is incomplete. Unless there is. So if the Torah tells us that that really is true, so isn't that something which is necessary? No, it's an important chiddush. You know, the Yom Shmini Limiluim, the Yom Shmini Limiluim, the Gemara describes in Shabbos, Nav Pei Zayin, was not on Shabbos. The Yom Shmini Limiluim was on Yom Rishon. On Yom Rishon. So that was the day of the consecration of Poshav Shat, that you took the lechem upon him and you placed it on the Shulchan at that particular time. It wasn't a Zman of Haktara, it wasn't a Zman of Achila, not a Zman of Haktara, not a Zman of Achila, but nonetheless, right? If this is the consecration of the Mishkan that requires Mishkan and Kelim, so therefore the requirement of the Shulchan demands that you have to have a Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, if that wouldn't be on Shabbos, good, so the mitzvah avodah not. But maybe in Achinami, that all of that is considered to be that which is necessary. Wow, an interesting chiddush. Wow. Right. There's a brisker rav in the end of Parshas Emor, where the brisker rav is bothered by the following. The brisker rav quotes a sifra that tells us, in regard to lechem apanim, the Torah tells us, chok olam, the sifras daresh, beis alamim, mikdash, beis alamim. And the Rash writes that the mitzvah of lechem apanim applies only in beis hamikdash, but not in a bama. Interesting, right? So the briskrav is bothered by the following kasha. When you look in Sefer Shmuel and Perachav Aleph, there, what do you mean, Nov? Or even in Gilgal, right? What do you mean? In Nov, there was Lechem Apanim. What do you mean the Sifra says that Lechem Apanim is a Chok Olam only in Beis HaMikdash, and not in other areas that we utilized aside from the Makam Mikdash, Zos Miyachasim, Adayan? How do you resolve that? You have a Sifra that says no, but you have Psukim that say yes. That's the kasha that the Brisker Rav raises. It leaves us at Tzarachiyun. Wow. Rav Asher Weiss once suggested this Chiddush, that Chok Olam, yeah, in Parshas Emor, the Avodas Lechem Apanim, those details of Avodas Lechem Apanim, that is limited. That's limited to Beis HaMikdash. No doubt, that's limited to Beis HaMikdash. But one thing is clear. Whenever you would have a Shulchan, regardless of where the Shulchan would be, whenever you have a Shulchan, the Din Shulchan that requires Sidur HaLechem, that is suggested, right? Applied whenever there was a Shulchan. An important chiddush. Now, so therefore, two dinim, two aspects. The role of lechem hapanim, which is considered to be part of that element of the dine ha-shulchan. Right? It's like a remarkable possibility. Right? Aside from avoda, right? That role, that the Shulchan has to be that which is Malei V'Gadish. Can't be what the Gemara describes as being a psor Kanya. We once discussed last year that what I alluded to before, pretty important machlokas, Rambam in the Ramban. What exactly is included in this mitzvah of Asli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Socha? What exactly is included? You know, we assume we have a Masorah, not the Drush of Rabbi Simlai, the Taryag Mitzvahs Nerem Moshe Misinai. You know, Rabbi Simlai's Memra was Zochet to such unbelievable mazel, no? Rabbi Simlai said Taryag Mitzvahs Nerem Moshe Misinai. right? And like that heading gave rise to, like, unbelievable, no? All the Gaonim and all the Rishonim that compiled Sefer HaMitzvos to simply tell us, what are the Tariq Mitzvos? You know, the Ramban, in the very beginning of Sefer HaMitzvos, raises an issue that, does everybody even agree to this concept of Rabbi Simon? No? Does everybody agree that they're Tariq Mitzvos? Maybe they're more, maybe they're less. Yeah, but like, unbelievable. Tosus is bothered. The very beginning of Masechah Sota, you have a machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael regarding several places. Is it a mitzvah or is it not a mitzvah? No? You have a woman who's suspected of znus. The pasuk says, v'kinyas ishta. Right? This is what the husband must do or may do. It's a mitzvah or it's a rishus? No? Pretty important. No? You have an Eved Kanani. Yeah, we've discussed this. Now, Gittin Amirches, Lolem Bem Tavodu. A mitzvah or a rishus? You must enslave him forever, or you may. You may. No? The very beginning of Parshas Emor. A relative of a Kohen dies, right? Lahi Tama. A Kohen must be Metame, or a Kohen may be Metame. Those are like three cases, pretty unbelievable. Machlokas, Rabbi Kim, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kim says all three are mitzvahs. All three are mitzvahs. Rabbi Shmuel says all three are rishus. In all three places, the Torah just means you may. A Kohen who typically cannot be Matam in the Mace is allowed to be Matam in the Mace. Right? A husband has the option of a Kinyas Ishto. In Eved Ivri, you must be Meshachar. In Eved Kanani, you have the right of Lolem Bem Tavodu. Rabbi Kiva says, no, no, and no. Right? All these are mitzvahs. All these are mitzvahs. Tosas is Baba, the Rebbe Masechah Sota. So, how does Rabbi Yishmael come to Tariq Mitzvahs? No? Like, he just knocked out three. No? In our Sefer Mitzvahs, we have all three of these as mitzvahs. No? Rabbi Yishmael says they're not a mitzvah. So, what do you do? So Tosfos writes the Chiddush. It must be Rabbi Yishmael had three other mitzvahs that we don't count. No? Because everybody has to get to that finish line of Tariq Mitzvahs Nerva Mishmisinim. And that's a Chiddush, no? They're Tariq Mitzvahs. Tariq Mitzvahs. And as we've discussed in the past, it's not even so obvious what it means to be part of Tariq Mitzvahs. Because there are many, many, many more tzivuyim in the Torah Hashem than Tariq. No? The Rambam and the Sharoshim has so many requirements that in order to be counted as one of the Tariq Mitzvahs, you have to meet 14 different principles. But there's so many things that are Daraisa, they're not counted. Not counted. No? So one of the great challenges the Rishonim faced is, what do you do with all these parshios? What do you do with Shrumen, Titzavin, Vayakel, Fakude? Like, what do you do exactly, you know? The Torah is going to tell you dozens of times, you have to do this and you have to do that. How exactly are you going to fit this into your Sefer HaMitzvos? No? So the Rambam writes one convenient approach, Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Chav, Vasli Mikdash. One mitzvah. Asiyas HaMikdash. And Asiyas HaMikdash embraces Kalim as well. Kalim as well. You're not going to count all the Kalim separately. That's part of Vasli Mikdash. Wow. One mitzvah, according to the Rambam. That's how the Rambam consolidates. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban doesn't say anything there. Say for mitzvahs and mitzvah chav. The Ramban waits a little bit later. Say for mitzvahs, mitzvah lamed gimel. The Ramban waits until the mitzvah of big day kahuna. Where the Rambam writes, there's a mitzvah of levishas big day kahuna. A mitzvah of levishas big day kahuna. The Ramban is bothered. Why is there a mitzvah of levishas big day kahuna? Why is there a mitzvah? There's a mitzvah of avoda. You have to perform avoda. You have to perform avoda properly. If the Kohen does not wear big day kahuna, the avoda is invalid. So as part of a hechsher avoda, you have to wear the big day kahuna. But it's not a separate mitzvah. It's just a heksha mitzvah, heksha avoda. And therefore, the Rabban is bothered why the Rambam counts Big Day Kun as a mitzvah. Why is that a mitzvah at all? Big Day Kun is Letzorech Avoda, it's a heksha mitzvah of avoda. And the Rabban writes, you don't count a heksha mitzvah. Okay. So it's pretty fascinating, right? The Rambam and the Bahag are opposites. We'll discuss this next week, but the Rambam and the Bahag are opposites. The Rambam counts the mitzvah of Levisha's Big Day Kahuna, but the Rambam doesn't count the Isser of Mechusar Begadim. The Bahag does the exact opposite. He counts the Isser of Mechusar Begadim, but doesn't count the mitzvah of Levisha's Big Day Kahuna. Well, the Ramban writes, you don't count the mitzvah slavish, it's a heksha mitzvah. And then the Ramban writes, his bombshell. The Ramban writes, and that's why I'm not going to count so many things in Parshas Truma. Making a shulchan, making a mizbeach, making the kior, making the menorah. Those aren't mitzvahs. It's a heksha mitzvah. It's a heksha avoda. There's a mitzvah of avoda. And the avoda requires the requisite kli. So there's a mitzvah of shmias kol shofar. So you have to fashion a shofar. There's a mitzvah of halakas and eros and atavos and eros. You have to fashion a menorah. There's a mitzvah of lechem apanim. You have to fashion the shulchan. But the creation of the kli is a heksha mitzvah, a heksha avoda. So both the Rambam and the Ramban agree that we're not going to count, for example, asiyas hashulchan as a separate mitzvah. Why not? Very, very different reasons. The Rambam writes, why not is because it's part of asli mikdash shachati besalchan. Why not? According to Ramban, no. That asiyas hashulchan is a heksher avoda. It's a heksher mitzvah, the mitzvah of lechem apanim. Two very different answers, no? That's pretty striking. No? Bechor, one could argue, this is beautifully l'shitase. Beautifully l'shitase. So a person will ask you, maybe the most basic question. Right? If you didn't listen up until now, you can still tune in. Right? So, basic question. Good? What is the purpose, the essence, the character, the nature, right, of the Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash? What is the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash supposed to be? What is it supposed to be? Beautiful Dvar Torah for the Shabbos. Good. What is it supposed to be? You look in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos, right, the Mitzvah Chaf, again, be careful with the Diyuki Lashonos, but the Rambam writes, what is the Mishkan, what is the Beis HaMikdash? It's a Beis Avoda. It's a Beis Avoda. Beis Avoda. That's what the Rambam emphasized in the very beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. The Ramban describes the Mishkan Beis HaMikdash so differently, so differently. The Ramban writes, we just experienced Mamad Har Sinai. Uchavod Hashem Olei HaSahar. An unbelievable moment of Hashras HaShechina. You know, but what do you mean, that's it? Hashras HaShechina then and now gone? No. The Torah gave us something unbelievable. The ability to capture and preserve the Ashras HaShechina of Mamad Har Sinai, the Doros. Wow. And that's why the Ramban writes, it's fascinating, as you go through these parshas, just bear in mind, you're going to find the Torah uses the same language to describe the Mishkan as it does to describe Mamad Har Sinai. Uchvod Hashem Olei HaSahar, Uchvod Hashem Olei HaSamishkan. You know why? Because that's what Mishkan Beis HaMikdash is. It's a place of V'shachanti B'Salcha, Hashras HaShechina. Right? In brief words, what is the essence, the nature, the character, the purpose of Mishkan Beis HaMikdash? According to the Rambam, Beis Avoda. According to the Ramban, Beis HaShechina. Beis HaShechina. That's pretty important, no? So I'll tell you, this is, Sol Shitase. Right? Does it make sense to assume that the Klei Avoda should be part of Asli Mikdash? So can't one argue, well, if the Mikdash is a base avoda, isn't it so reasonable that the clay avoda should be part of that? You'll say, that's separate. What do you mean that's separate? Why is that separate? If the mitzvah of Asli Mikdash is to create, the Rambam's words, a base avoda, so the clay avoda are part of that mitzvah. And that's exactly the Rambam. That the clay avoda are part of Vosli Mikdash, or Shachanti Basalcha. The Ramban. The purpose, the essence, the nature, the character of Mishkan Beis HaMikdash is the Beis HaShechina. Why do you have to make a kiyur? What, you don't have a Beis HaShechina without the kiyur? Why do you need a menorah? You don't have a Beis HaShechina without a menorah. So guess what? The Ramban is not willing to grant that the kelim, the kiyur, the menorah, the shulchan, are part of Vosli Mikdash of Shachanti B'Selchan. So the Ramban is going to have to give another justification as to why he doesn't count the kelim separately. Why should you say it's part of Mishkan? Mishkan is Hashras HaShechina. You can't envision Hashras HaShechina without the kiyur? Oh, so that's exactly the other answer of the Ramban. That the reason I'm not counting the kiyur and the reason I'm not counting the shulchan is not because it's such an essential element of the Beis HaMikdash, but, what do you mean? There's a mitzvah of rechitzas yadayim v'aglayim. And the kiyur is a hechsher mitzvah of kiddush yadayim v'aglayim. There's a mitzvah of lechem aponim. And the shulchan is a hechsher mitzvah of lechem aponim. They both agree you don't count, but for very different reasons. I'll tell you, that's unbelievable, as she does say. No? Pretty cool? No? I'll tell you further, Lashitase. A Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvos, in the very end of the Sefer HaMitzvos, the end of the Mitzvos Saseh, then the Mitzvos Lo Saseh, the Ramban has this section which is called Mitzvos Sheshachach Harav. The Mitzvos, the Ramban forgot to count. You know, because the Ramban and the Ramban are all working with Taryag, right? So, whenever the Ramban is going to say, don't count this, don't count that, right? The Ramban is going to have to give you now a whole list of what he does count in its place. Yeah, that's the mitzvah shacharav. So in Lo Saseh Gimel, the Ramban writes, Parshas Mishpatim, Uvachol Asher Amarti Aleichem Tishamer. Alav, Hishamer, no? Lo, Hishamer, Pen Al, Alav. The Ramban forgot to count alav. V'v'chol asher amarti lechem tishameru. What's that love? What's that love? The Ramban writes, there's a love. Shelo lishanos seder hanochas kelim. That's the Ramban's love. Take a look. Lo saseh gimel. The Torah gives us a whole sequence to the Klei HaMishkan and Klei HaMikdash. Do not deviate from that sequence. This is the Seder Hanachas Kelim. This is the Seder Hanachas Kelim. The Ramban forgot to mention this. You know what I would argue? L'shitase. Got it? So that fits in nicely, huh? According to the Ramban, that kelim is not included in Vasle Mikdash or Shachanti B'Selcha. According to the Rambam, I'd argue foul, simply. No. You go to this hobby store, you buy this model, right? And you take out these really long instructions. No. You ever try to build one of these model, whatever? No. So put this with this and put this with this, like in big letters. No, and don't do this step before you do the other step. Like, no, that's part of the manual, part of the instructions. No, that. You always try to skip those things, and you realize, well, this doesn't fit because I put this together before I put that together. No. Yeah, the Rambam Pashur Pshat, there's a mitzvah of Asiyah, Vosnei Mikdash. Good? And part of the mitzvah of Asiyah is, you have to make the kelim. And the Torah tells us, right, don't skip steps. There's step one, step two, step three, step four. What? That's a separate mitzvah? That's a separate mitzvah? There's a mitzvah of chalitza. Chalitza involves chalitza, rekik, and kriyas parsha. So I'll ask you, is there a seder? Yep, there's a seder. Or is that a separate mitzvah? You'll look at me like, that's strange. That's not a separate mitzvah. That's the mitzvah of chalitza. A mitzvah has a seder. So there's a seder in achas kelim. Why is that so strange? But not as a separate mitzvah and iser. Those are all part of the prate hamitzvah, the details of build a mishkan, build a beis hamikdash. That's why the Ramban is not going to agree with this, but that's the shita of the Rambam. I'm not going to count these things separately. The Ramban, who maintains that kelim is not included in vosli mikdash. Kelim is not counted because it's part of the mitzvahs avoda. But all of a sudden, the Torah has a mitzvah of hanachas kelim. The Ramban argues that has to be counted separately. That has to be counted separately. No? And I would even go a step further. I would go a step further and argue as follows. That not only is this not a kash against the Rambam, but if you'd ask the Rambam would say, this is a raya to my shita. Does a mitzvah have a seder? Of course, no? Every mitzvah has a seder, no? Like you name it, no? There's a mitzvah, there's like a sequence. Any mitzvah that has like multiple components, well, don't you ask, like, okay, so what do I do first? Every mitzvah which is made up of chelkei mitzvah has a seder. Well, if there's a seder, hanachas kelim, isn't that an indicator that there's a mitzvah of kelim? There's a mitzvah of kelim. The Rambam writes, not a completely independent mitzvah, it's part of osli mikdash shechanti b'selcham. But there's a, according to the Ramban, if asiyas hakelim is only a hechsher mitzvah, the Rambam could object and say, why is there such a seder when it comes to a hechsher mitzvah? Right? Usually we think of like a hechsher mitzvah as, you know, just see to it that. No? Making a shofar is not a mitzvah. Making a shofar is a hechsher mitzvah, right? So the shofar manufacturer turns to me and says, okay, there are a lot of steps involved in the shofar, no? I have to cut the front, I have to drill the back. What should I do first? So you'll probably tell the shofar guy, you know, you decide. You decide, right? You want to drill the narrow part? Drill the narrow part, right? You want to polish the front? Polish the front, right? He'll say to me, well, isn't there a seder? You'll probably say to him, this really isn't a mitzvah. This is a hechsher mitzvah. As long as the final product is a kosher shofar, we're good to go, right? Whether you decided to polish the front or polish the back or to, right, sand the front or sand the back, you know, up to you, up to you. If the Rambam could argue, if the Torah goes out of its way and assesses a seder regarding kelim, maybe that's the greatest indicator that there is a mitzvah of kelim, a mitzvah of kelim, not just simply a hechsher mitzvah. And I'll tell you an amazing parallel. Maybe we'll discuss this next week. Big Day Kahuna. The Rambam has a mitzvah Big Day Kahuna. We just mentioned that, no? Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. The Rambam writes the following. Ketzad Seder Levishas Begadim. Ron Klei Mikdash. What's the proper order? What's the proper order? I would say very simply, if there's a mitzvah of Levisha, there should be a Seder Levisha. If a Kohen wearing the Big Day Kun is just a Hechsher mitzvah, maybe there's no Seder. As long as the Kohen is now ready to begin the Avodah, we're good to go. But the Rambam is clear. Ketzad Seder Levisha Spagodim. Because there's a mitzvah of Levisha. And if there's a mitzvah of Levisha, it makes sense that there is a Seder. So the Rambam has a Seder of Anachas Kelim, but not as a separate mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah of Kelim, which is part of the mitzvah of Vasei Mikdash. Interesting. All the Lashitases of the Rambam Shita. So I'll have to discuss further detail on how this fits in, as we'll see, to the cases of Big Dekum.